Welcome to the Craig T. Owens audio blog with Craig's blog posts in audio format to go. Now, here's Craig.
Anointed to minister. Last week, I shared this key thought. The Holy Spirit's empowerment ignites and then aligns our light bearing to a disaster-prone world. Despite what some people try to say, this empowerment from the Holy Spirit isn't just for a select few. Jesus not only prayed for all of his followers to know this, but Peter also brought this out in his Pentecost Day sermon, John chapter 17, verses 20 through 23, and Acts chapter 2, verses 21, 38, and 39. So why are some people not baptized in the Holy Spirit? I think there are innumerable reasons, but allow me to share four broad headings. One, they have impenetrable hearts to the Holy Spirit's wooing, Acts chapter 7, verse 51. Two, they are ignorant of the fact that this baptism is available to them, Acts chapter 19, verses 1 and 2. Three, they have impure motives regarding the baptism in the Holy Spirit, Acts chapter 8, verses 9 through 19. And four, they are too impatient, Luke chapter 11, verses 9 through 13. The bottom line, God wants to baptize you in His Spirit. Jesus wants you to be anointed with the same power He used, and the Spirit wants to bring out greater Jesus-exalting fruitfulness from your life. 2 years ago in this series, I said that when it comes to the Holy Spirit's involvement in a Christian's life, in is greater than on. In the Old Testament, Samson had the Spirit of God on him, but he never allowed the Holy Spirit to come in him and make important changes. Three times we read that the Spirit of the Lord came upon him, Judges chapter 14, verses 6 and 19, and chapter 15, verse 14. But after every one of these times, we see Samson reverting to his childish, selfish, pouting ways again. By contrast, consider the life of Jesus. After he was baptized by John, we read that Jesus was full of the Holy Spirit and led by the Spirit. That word for full means complete or lacking nothing. Jesus yielded to the Holy Spirit and allowed him to lead and direct, as well as supply everything that was needed for ministry. Just a few verses later, we read that Jesus returned to Galilee in the power of the Spirit. And in his first recorded sermon, Jesus read from the prophet Isaiah about the Holy Spirit anointing him for ministry, Luke chapter 4, verses 1, 14, and 18. That word for anointed is kero, from which we get the word Christ. That is the same root word in us as Christians. We see this in Peter, Stephen, Barnabas, and Paul. See Acts chapter 4, verse 8, chapter 6, verses 3 and 5, chapter 7, verse 55, chapter 11, verse 24, and chapter 13, verse 9. And then Paul writes that this anointing is for all Christians. Now it is God who makes both us and you stand firm in Christ. He anointed us, that's the word kero again, set his seal of ownership on us, and put his Spirit in our hearts as a deposit guaranteeing what is to come. 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 21 and 22. The anointing that characterized the life of Jesus in Acts chapter 10, verse 38, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and power, and how he went around doing good and healing all who were under the power of the devil because God was with him, is the same anointing for ministry for all Christians today. So don't dabble, dive in. Don't settle for on, allow the Holy Spirit fully in. When we are yielded and baptized in the Holy Spirit, we have the anointing to shine brightly for Jesus in our generation. If you've missed any of the messages in our series, We Are Pentecostal, I've shared links to all of those messages in the show notes.
To get in touch with Craig, to read more posts, or to access the huge library of resources Craig has compiled, please check out craigtowens.com.